and welcome to the O Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell and get notified when new episodes go live. Thank you so much for listening and supporting this 10-minute wrestling show. Today, I am going to bitch and moan about the Money in the Bank briefcase once again. Why? Why would I do that? Well, coming out of Crown Jewel, a show that I did not watch, but I did read up on what happened. Tiffany Stratton again failed to cash in this briefcase, and I started getting echoes of the Damian Priest run with his Senior Money in the Bank briefcase, and it really does shine a light on how sort of one note this gimmick has become. Tell me if you've heard this story before. A match is happening between a champ and a contender, and here comes the Money in the Bank briefcase running down, sprinting as the two, you know, contenders are kind of knocked out on the floor. And then there is an extended period of time where the Money in the Bank briefcase holder is kind of slapping their briefcase and pointing at the ref and pointing at the match. And the ref is like, "What? Huh? What? Are you sure?" And they're like, yeah, shaking their head and pushing the briefcase into the ref's chest. And then someone either gets up and interrupts this ridiculous notion going on, or the Money in the Bank briefcase holder catches sight of somebody and they stop doing what they're doing, or they get laid out. Something happens that prevents them from cashing in, some silly thing. And then we are meant to believe like, oh, they fail to cash it in. Come on. Let's stop this. There are some things in wrestling that, you know, you suspend your disbelief. But this notion that a ref has no idea what the Money in the Bank briefcase holder is trying to communicate by sprinting down to the ring during a championship match is asinine at this point. Like, it's your job to know that this is what's happening, ref. It's the only reason why the Money in the Bank briefcase exists. If the Money in the Bank briefcase holder sprints to the ring holding the briefcase and then slams it into your chest, the only thing you should do as a ref is take it from them and then point at the bell carriers like, this is now a triple threat match, or they're cashing this in. You don't have to go, huh? What? Are you sure? Why are you asking, are they sure? It's not your job to reassure them whether or not they're making the right decision. All you have to do is cash it in. But it's always something goofy. Now, again, I didn't watch Tiffany Stratton try to cash in the briefcase at Crown Jewel, because, again, didn't watch it. But it's now long enough that she's had this briefcase where every time she fails to cash it in, she looks dumber and dumber. The same way Damian Priest looked dumber and dumber as he could not cash it. He just couldn't figure it out. I'm surprised they haven't done a gimmick where the briefcase holder runs to the ring and then just fumbles the locks. They're just like, I don't know how to open this thing. And then they just drop the briefcase on the floor, just like, whoops. And then they can't cash it in. I would almost respect that more, because at least then you're actively telling me that this person is a moron, that they don't know how to open the briefcase that they've just been carrying around, that they've customized themselves. It's theirs. It's like not being able to open your own book bag. You run to the ring and you try to open your book bag, you're like, oh no. And don't tell me, oh, they're stressed, whether they're excited or whatever. It doesn't, no, that's silly. It's silly. It's a silly conceit. And again, it's the same story every time. And while Damian Priest cashing in at WrestleMania on Drew McIntyre was a great moment, I hope the writers and Triple H and them didn't get the wrong idea of people being excited for that. But like, look at the build we made for this cash-in for Damian Priest. No, the build was awful. The build was terrible because Money in the Bank, as a conceit, is a silly gimmick. Why? Because there are no rules around it. There's no consequence for a failed cash-in. there's no sort of official, like, if I do this, I'm officially cashing it in. There's always some miscommunication because there's no formal way to do it. I get it. It's a spur of the moment type thing. But the ref should be, you know, should take the briefcase from them immediately and say, okay, yes, and then hand it off to the person and say, this person's cashing it in. It doesn't have to be a conversation. It's not good storytelling because it happens all the time. And it makes the wrestler look dumb, and it makes the ref look dumb. It makes everyone in the vicinity look just completely confused, like they don't know what their job is. There's only one job: cash the stupid thing in. If I am the briefcase holder and I'm sprinting to the ring, I would expect the ref to be like, that run in general is me cashing it in, but I'm gonna wait until they hand me the briefcase. So if they're running, maybe they're just trying to help somebody. But I'm poised to cash that thing in if they hand it to me, if I'm the ref. And the moment they run straight to me, a person they don't need to talk to or be next to at any point in this match, especially if they're going to interfere in the match, they don't want me looking at them. If they run to me with the briefcase and then shove it in my chest, they've cashed it in. It's automatic. And the fact that something like that, some movement like that can be taken back and, you know, negated for whatever reason, and then you can, as the Money in the Bank briefcase holder, you can go backstage and then do it again as many times as you want until the ref is capable of doing their job or you are capable of articulating that you're cashing it in without any consequence is a problem, because it's laziness. There's no, from a storytelling perspective, because there's no consequence, I don't ever believe that anything's being cashed in until it actually is cashed in. And in those moments, I automatically think, well, they're going to lose. And even if they win, I'm only moderately surprised. Like, oh, okay. There's no drama because there's no drama around the briefcase, right? If there was some sort of, like, you can only cash this in once. The moment you run to the ring with this thing and you cash it, that's your cash in. You don't get any fake starts and stops. You don't get any do-overs. The moment you hand this thing to a ref, the ref is obliged to take it, and you've now given up your briefcase. There should be no, like, oh, someone hit me, so I don't cash it in. If you get trampled on the way into the ring after you cash it in, it's still cashed in and you get pinned and it's over. Because then you have to be very strategic as a wrestler, as a performer. You have to be very sneaky and very deliberate with how many times you pretend to cash it in. The more times you cash it in and nothing happens, the more diminishing returns, this goes back to the original episode I did about this, the more diminishing the returns there are around the actual cash in. Every time you fail to do it, you look dumber and dumber, and the crowd wants you to win less and less. Tiffy has had this briefcase for since what, July or whatever it was, and already I'm sick of seeing her fake cash it in on Nia. How many times are we supposed to believe that Nia Jax doesn't think Tiffy is cashing it in on her? Also, wouldn't the Money in the Bank briefcase allow Tiffy to be on Raw too, because she can cash it in on any champ, and there are only two champs that she can cash it in on? She shouldn't just be on SmackDown. Again, what are the rules? Give us a breakdown of the rules. Tell us what box that we're playing in so we know when someone's breaking a rule or not, or they're within their, you know, parameters or not. Because this wishy-washy nonsense with the briefcase is silly at this point. And it's making me feel like you think I'm dumb, that I don't know how this should work. And it should work pretty easy. It's a pretty standard thing. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me ramble about this thing. I appreciate you, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.